嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam and I am hungry.
是吗？那你要不要吃点牛排？ Do you want some steak?
I'm good, thanks.
You're good, 所以你是要还是不要？
Well, that's today's topic. We're going to talk about this really neat little phrase, I'm good.And some of its cousins, some of its friends.
特别是当他们 actually mean 你不要一个东西的时候。
Right, yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird one. But it is super useful.
所以大家一定要 pay attention, 学起来用起来啊。那一个很好的方法呢就是除了听我们说话除了听我们告诉你你还要配套的看文字。因为我们每一次节目呢都配套有做一个文字的推送。大家只要到我们的公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言关注我们就可以收到了。好 Adam, 那我们就先来讲讲就是有一个 situation, 有一个场景就是别人 offer 你一个东西。
Steak.
对而且特别是他们都是很好心很热情的 offer you something good, 比如我给你吃牛排啦或者到人家家做客到一个 office, 啊、do you want some water, some coffee, some tea?
Right.
但你不要这个东西。
Right, so the most important thing is we would almost never say, I don't want that.
Do you like some coffee? No, I don't want
it. I don't want your coffee.
对,这个听起来就是会非常尴尬。
Right.
It's really, it's too harsh.
It is very harsh, right, yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes, as we all know, people are very...enthusiastic when they offer something. So sometimes we need those harsh words. Desperate times call for desperate measures.
But in general, 我们比较 polite, 比较有礼貌去拒绝一个 offer 的时候呢其实是用 I'm good 和一些很像的一些 little phrases.
Yes, exactly. So you could say, you know, I'm all right. I'm okay.
比如would you like some coffee?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
Would you like some beer?
Kinda.
But I'm driving, so...
Oh, yeah, I'm driving, so I'm good.
I'm fine, thanks. 诶，我注意到你刚刚好像说 Nah, I'm good.
Nah.
其实这个 Nah sound 就是 No.
It's No, but it's not as harsh as No. Or, nah, I'm good, thanks.
对，就不要说No, I'm good.
No, I am good. Thank you. Yeah.
So you want to say the no in a very soft way.
Yeah, and in fact, I mean, it's not an O sound, right? It is ah, nah, nah. Yeah, nah.
No, I'm good.
I'm good, yeah.
所以我们刚刚讲了有什么 I'm good, I'm okay.
Right.
I'm fine.
I'm all right.
Oh, I'm all right. Yeah. 这个 I'm all right 也是 when you're refusing an offer. Right. 我来到加拿大呢也发现特别是 when I go to a restaurant、你点好菜然后菜来了再吃过一会儿 waiter 就会说这怎么样你们要不要再点点别的东西、
They keep coming back
对、
right?
他要 tips
Yeah, yeah, they want the tips Yeah, it's so funny because in China you can't get their attention to save your life And then, yeah, here you can't get them to go away Do you want some more water? You want some more, can I get you coffee, dessert?
对那你不要的时候也是可以说 No, I'm good.
I mean, well, you could say, yeah, we're good, like, for dessert. But the thing is, if we're still at the restaurant and we're still talking, maybe we want another drink or something, maybe you don't want it right now.
Oh, okay.
So you might say something like, I'm good for now.Thanks.
就是我现在不需要，但有可能等一下我会点东西。
Right. And I mean, maybe you will, maybe you won't. That part doesn't matter.
You're still giving them hope.
You're still giving them hope.
I might order something. Be nice to me. 但我发现你刚刚还讲说就是we're good.
Yeah.
所以这个就是你们一群人和一群朋友在一个饭店里面。
Yeah, well, usually I eat by myself, so,
so sad.
I just say I'm good. I do say we're good, but it's because I'm crazy.
好，那我们刚刚举的例子其实都是 people are offering you food or drinks,、吃吃喝喝。但其实也是别人 offer 你别的东西的时候，你也可以这样来拒绝。
Okay, well, something that people always offer is help.
对
right, and it's great that our friends can help us. Sometimes we don't need help.
所以比如 Adam, do you need some help? Do you want a hand?
Do you want a hand? No, I'm good, thanks.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. I think I'm okay.
Okay, 那边有一个 job offer.
A job offer?
No, I'm good.
I'm good, yeah.
Please don't do that, guys.
Yeah,
对，我觉得最常用的其实就是别人 offer 你吃吃喝喝或者 help、
嗯、
对吗、
right.
你不需不要不需要那些的时候可以这样来、礼貌的拒绝。
嗯，
好，我觉得这都很清楚啊。接下来我们要看的另外两个场景，两个 situation 呢很不一样。第一个是如果别人问你 Are you okay?
Okay, so of course if someone is asking you if you're okay, they're asking you if there is any problem. Do you have a problem?
比如我摔了一跤。
Oh, you okay?
I'm okay, I'm fine.
Now, of course, some people, like grammar teachers, might say, like, you should not ask people if they are good. But in fact, people do ask, are you good?
Are you good?
Yeah.
就是也是有一个小 accident
才想
问你。
Right. This is kind of more like for friends, though. I'd say, like, you good? Yeah, I'm good, I'm good.
但这个时候 will you still say, nah, I'm good?
Nah, I'm good. I mean, the nah is...really just kind of the fancy word, of course, is negating whatever the other person. So if the other person is like, oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? You look so terrible. No, I'm good.
明白你这个意思啊。所以我们其实是用同样的回答 I'm good, I'm fine, I'm all right. 但当那个 question 不同的时候它的意思也挺不一样的是吗
Well, kind of. I mean, we talked about this section being aboutproblems, right? Like a problem, like, ooh, I fell down. Ooh, I got hit by a bicycle. But like, what about in our lives, our daily lives?
Oh, right. 就是别人问你、how are you doing?
Yeah.
最近怎么样
Yeah. You know, like maybe at Christmas time or some,、or, you know, family time to get together. Yeah, you know, I'm doing okay. Like、after the accident, it was pretty tough.
You 如果没有 accident.
After I ate the steak, you know, I got the food poisoning, and, but now I'm doing okay. I'm doing.
不是，就是我们现在讲的这第三类是 in general, 别人的一些问候，就是哎，你最近怎么样？你过得好不好？你活得怎么样？是吧？
Yeah. So, I mean, how are you doing? Of course, you guys all know this from like textbooks, but usually, or at least often when we say this, it would be like,two people talking to each other, like,、so how are you doing?
你听起来很 concerned, 好像那个
Yeah, I'm, and I'm not saying this in public either,、right? Like, it's, again, if it's dinner at, you know, the relative's home for Christmas, maybe this is just in the kitchen after dinner. So, Jenny, how are you doing?
所以你觉得 how are you doing 是比较private, 比较 one-on-one, maybe like an in-depth conversation?
Yeah, I really want to know, like, how, you know, again, after the accident, after the disease.
你生命你怎么这么多 accidents? 然后 OK, 如果你是 doing 还 OK 的话你的 answer, 你的回答就可以是
Well, all of those great little words we used before, right? You know, I'm doing good. I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm doing fine.
OK, 所以就别人问你 how are you doing 的时候 you kind of also answer with I'm doing 怎么怎么样
Yeah. And remember, like, you still can use how are you doing, like, as a greeting, like, hey, Jenny, how you doing?、But usually, like, we would say it like I just said, how you doing?、Hi, how you doing?
OK, 所以就是说的那个方式有点不一样、
But the concerned one is, you know, how are you doing?
很关心好那我们今天教了大家用同样的 I'm good, I'm okay, I'm fine, I'm alright 可以在不同的场景底下回答别人啊一个是 when you're offered something you can use it to politely refuse an offer 然后还有一个是有一个 accident 让别人 are you okay?
Are you okay?、
没事没事然后另外一个可能就是一个关心你的人
Are you...Okay.
How are you doing? 对，你都可以这样回复别人啊。好，那今天的节目就到这儿。用一些非常短、非常简单的英语呢，其实你也可以沟通很多自己的情绪。所以我真的觉得学英语啊，它就是你就要把它分成这些小小的、很特定的场景，然后你就会觉得，哎 ，it all becomes clear to you. 就是啊，我应该在什么情况底下怎么回答怎么说是吧这样我觉得你学到的就是很 appropriate 就是非常恰当的一些表达那除了我们的双语节目呢当然开言英语的会员课程能教你更多的而且是更系统性的一个英语学习而且我们的课程它整个的设计其实就是为了帮助大家解决你在校园里在学校学了很多年的英语但还是没有办法在真实 场景下恰当表达自己的问题。所以呢，成为我们会员以后，你会发现我们有很丰富的一个课程库，里面分六个不同的级别，然后在每个级别里面呢，我们也挑选了大家在日常生活、工作啊、休闲当中常碰到的一些场景，然后每一个场景底下我们有英语对话的课程，然后都是由我们美国、加拿大的主播为大家编写讲解的，所以是很适合中国朋友的一套英语学习的方式。大家可以到我们的微信公众号了解一下，你点击菜单有免费试用的链接，之后呢也有升级的链接，学习一年只要618元。我们每天都在更新课程库，然后你还可以加入我们的微信学习群，有班主任带着你一起学。 OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
All right, bye guys.